So now Pat is earning his big bucks, and we're going to bring him in from the Weather Center right now. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall.
You had all that down, calm time with all that nice weather that we were having. And now it's all gone. It's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Still some flurries around today.
Yeah, we did pick up, this morning, basically, there's about another inch of snow that fell overnight in various locations from those wraparound snow bands that were left.
Yeah, and there's still some flurries around. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-20s. Partly to mostly sunny Thursday. Best day of the week, 35 to 40. Friday, cloudy with some light snow, maybe even a little bit of a wintry mix in there. It's just nuisance, 35 to 40. Your Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, mid-30s. Right now, Super Bowl Sunday looks to be partly sunny with highs 35 to 40. The Euro, which was insisting on a nor'easter Sunday into Monday, has backed off and has joined the rest of the modeling, saying that the storm is going to stay just offshore. And while that's great that they're all together, it's still 5 days away. Actually, almost six. Anything could happen. So we'll continue to watch that. But no matter what, icy cold weather will return early next week. So it is certainly not, you're not going to be seeing any kind of a February thaw since we didn't have it in January. So that's one thing. And we'll just continue to watch it because I think there's tons of wintry weather ahead. And the modeling, when you start dealing with a polar vortex that comes down to the United States, the modeling is having a very difficult time handling that. So as you get closer, things iron out and they do become a little bit better. I have to tell you that I had to shovel the path from the front door out to the street yesterday because our plow guy still hadn't arrived. A solid 22 inches. The plow went by the night before last, knocked my mailbox down completely.
All right. Yeah.
I noticed that I was the only one on the block that had the mailbox knocked down. And then our plow guy showed up yesterday around 4:30. And I have a two-car garage. So a two-car driveway. Mind you, folks, he plowed it. Don't think he took the snow away, because he didn't. Huh. He plowed it and pushed it up against my PVC fence, which leads into my garden. So that's all packed up there. And he threw down a little salt. Guess how much he charged me for that?
I'm just going to take a guess where you are. $150.
Boy, you're pretty close. $160. $160.
Yeah, I mean, we have, like I said, Steve Value does our transmitter site. He's a good friend of mine, and he plows that for us. Saves us a ton of money. He's just a great guy. Here at the station, we have Kindred Property Care, and not only do they plow the driveway just to keep it open during the storm, but about every 2 hours during a storm, especially a heavy snowstorm, they come and they clear off the satellite dish 24 hours a day.
That is fabulous.
Yeah. And I forget what we pay, but it's not, I think it's like $100, $125, maybe $150 a storm. It's for all the work that they do. And then after the storm's over, they come and make sure that everything is, the garbage bins are all cleared out and everything like that. And at home, I got Joe Warren, who does it, and Joey does a great job. And he's right around somewhere around $100 a storm. He doesn't do quite as much as Kindred does at the station, but that's a fair price, especially where you are. That's right in the ballpark. The thing that gets me is, and I think you'll be, if we get more heavy snow, that fence is going to take a beating because they have to push the snow, keep pushing it back and back and back and back.
Yeah, yeah.
So that fence will take a beating. But there's not much more you can do other than pay somebody to come in and cart the snow away.
Right.
But you'll pay that for a fence anyway, so.
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, these are some of the disadvantages of having such you know, such a big snow. And again, it was a pretty solid 22 inches, and where it drifted, of course, it was like 4 feet.
Well, so, when I get home yesterday, there's a section of the house that goes in between my house and the house that's just south of me that doesn't get any wind. I measured there. In one section, there was like 18 inches, and in another section, there was like 21 where a little wind got in. So we got somewhere around 18 to 20 inches at my house. Yep. It looks like, once again, I always like to video after a big storm going up my hill, Factory Street, because it looks like a toboggan run for automobiles. Wow. Because you've got the high walls of snow and stuff like that. So, we're in it. And so your gut feeling is we really don't know about Sunday night into Monday. We really have to wait. Because really, not all the models agreed on this storm 5 or 6 days out at all.
They sure didn't. You recall, at one point, I think I told you, the models range from 2 inches to 22 inches.
Yeah, and early on in that one, the Euro didn't see this storm early on either in that one.
No, they didn't. And the Canadian was. The Canadian was very robust. And then a couple of days before, the Euro was pumping up the amounts and the Canadian was lowering them. So it really is, you know, I'm so convinced it works around the data that goes into these models. And, you know, the more accurate data you have, the better, you know, the forecast comes out. So you have two jet streams, one in the north, one in the south. If they don't combine, you don't get big storms. And the Euro was combining the two and producing that big storm for Sunday into Monday. Now it's saying, no, they're going to remain separate. But, you know, Lord only knows. You know, come tomorrow, all the upper air observations go into these models. They may say, that's not what's going to happen now. So we just have to wait and see. And my thinking is, though, that I think that one will be a miss. I do feel that. But what comes next week could be interesting, too, because it is not only going to become Arctic-like, but in the Arctic air will come these disturbances. And you have to remember one thing, folks. When you have Arctic air and you have moisture, while it's, quote, a fluffy snow, it's a high-compression snow. Because the colder it is, the more you make out of it. So normally, you get 10 inches of snow for every 1 inch of liquid. But in cases where these lows develop within an Arctic air mass, instead of 10 to 1, it could be 20 to 1. Sometimes it could even be 25 to 1.
Now, those lows you're talking about, those are clippers, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, and the clippers come down, and as they die out, they reform on the coast, right? If they're going to give you a big storm.
That is correct. Yep. So that would be, you know, that'll be the scenario that we'll be watching for next week.
Now, they call them Alberta clippers, right?
Most of them are Alberta clippers. Some of them come down from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, but Saskatchewan's too hard to say.
Well, yes. we some of us call them Saskatchewan screamers.
Screamers.
Because they come very fast, yeah. So, you know, we'll be watching it, and I really do think that next week, too, will be an active winter weather week.
Well, you've been saying all along in your long-range forecast that February was the month.
Yeah, and it's really looking like that. It really is. I just don't know what we're going to do with all this snow. I mean, even if you get bouts of 2 and 3 and 4 inches, and they come every 3 or 4 days, I mean, it's still piling up all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's when you get hire somebody in with a truck and they load the snow in and they take it
and
away and dump it
away.
Dump it in a field someplace. Yeah. So anyway, our parking lot is now about 60% of the size that it started the winter at. And about 60% of the size because there's just so many places you can push it. You know? Once you get to a certain thing, it just starts cutting down on the size of your parking lot. So, and somebody in the town hall parking lot yesterday, somebody left their car in the lot overnight, and of course the poor guys that plow out the town parking lot, they had to plow all around the car. No, I just don't know why people do that. That's, I mean,
I have no idea.
You know, makes somebody's job a little harder in the morning.
And of course, if he comes back and he finds a nice big gash across the side, then he's going to be sorry.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, well, at least we don't live in the city where they got about 20 inches of snow as well.
They had 17 in the city.
But you get those, you know, those streets that are narrow, and then the wind blowing down them, and there's once again, there's no place to push the snow there.
And there's no place to park.
And then what do you do with your garbage? Because the garbage people are the ones that plow.
Right. You got it.
All right. Well, once again, let's recap this forecast, Pat.
Well, Marshall, we have a chance of flurries today. And aside from that, temperatures today are going to probably be somewhere into, I would say, the middle 30s. Let's go with mid 30s. Tonight, we're going to be in the mid 20s. And for tomorrow, sunny, 35 to 40. A little bit of light snow or wintry mix Friday, 35 to 40. And partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, 30s to near 40.
And then we see what happens on Monday.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're going to see that, before that. But right now, Monday just looks like it's going to be brisk, cold, with some snow showers. That's it.